From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian government forces advance. The Syrian army, backed by Iranian militia and Russian airstrikes, is advancing toward the Turkish border, pushing rebels out of at least two towns north of Aleppo. Russia has bombarded towns northwest of the largest Syrian city, prompting tens of thousands of civilians to flee towards Turkey. That has prompted remarks by U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
And we know that estimates go from just more than 10,000 to much greater than that, just in and around Aleppo, of displacements, which will obviously have an effect on the refugee flow out of Syria and then at the very least to the border. So yes, we're concerned about this. We've talked about it publicly. I've talked about it here from this podium, and we have certainly mentioned it in our conversations with Russian authorities.
Turkey and Germany Monday agreed to a set of measures aimed at tackling the refugee crisis. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the two countries would carry out joint efforts for greater NATO involvement. Meanwhile, the U.S. has welcomed a Saudi offer to deploy special forces to support a possible coalition ground operation in Syria. The Saudi foreign minister says his country's willingness to send such forces is contingent on the U.S. leading the effort. The U.N. says at least 40,000 in South Sudan are on the brink of starvation, urging warring parties to let aid deliveries into the country. The U.N.'s Food and Agriculture Organization says an additional 2.8 million people, nearly 25% of the population, are in need of food aid. The figure is part of a U.N. report on South Sudan, where more than 2 years of civil war it led to the deaths of tens of thousands, the displacement of millions. This is VOA News. President Obama Monday said he's concerned but was not surprised by North Korea's rocket launch Sunday. That launch deployed a satellite into orbit. Mr. Obama spoke on the CBS television network.
I think we have been concerned about North Korea's behavior for a while. This is an authoritarian regime. It's provocative. It has repeatedly violated UN resolutions, tested and produced nuclear weapons, and now they're trying to perfect their missile launch systems. I spoke with President Xi of China just a few days before this launch about the need to really tighten the noose on them. But what we're also doing is consulting with the South Koreans for the first time about more missile defense capabilities to prevent any possibility that North Korea could reach U.S. Facilities or U.S. populations.
The U.S. Defense Department says the U.S. would like to see the missile defense system deployed to South Korea at the earliest possible date. Mr. Obama is also asking Congress for more than $1.8 billion in emergency funding to fight the Zika virus. U.S. health officials say the funding would be used to develop a vaccine and research into suspected links between the virus and microcephaly, a condition that can cause newborn abnormalities. Brazil, host of the Summer Olympics, has been the epicenter of the Zika outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases was asked Monday his advice to U.S. athletes preparing to compete.
As an infection, Zika is generally a relatively mild, in fact, inconsequential infection with the possibility that a very, very rare event of a Guillain-Barré syndrome. But as an infection, it isn't serious. The issue that we're focusing on is the issue with pregnant women.
The World Health Organization has declared the Zika virus a global public health emergency. African forces have begun a U.S. counterterror training program in Senegal. Some 1,700 participants gathered on an airfield in Thies, Senegal, representing some 30 countries. The commander for U.S. Special Forces Command in Africa, Brigadier General Donald Boldick, warned violent extremists are collaborating more in northern Africa.
By combining our efforts to a regional platform, a regional construct, we will layer our capabilities and capacities and get at denying them freedom of movement, denying them the ability to affect the populace negatively, denying them safe haven, denying them the ability to take sanctuary in one country and conduct attacks in the other.
The three-week training effort is nicknamed Flintlock, is a decade-old U.S.-sponsored initiative to bolster the ability of African nations to fight militant groups. Asian markets plunged in early Tuesday trading, with the benchmark Nikkei in Tokyo off nearly 5% amid growing concerns about the global economy. Most of the region closed for the Chinese Lunar New Year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.